Hello folks, English program here. We take yet another look here for the 7th of September 2011, the What's Going On little guide we do for What's On at the Beeb. Yes, I think we need to have some sort of written script, Pilar, for the beginning of this bit. So it seems a bit more professional. What do you say about that? Yes. Otherwise, I can just sort of do what I've just done. I don't wish to repeat that, though. It was a bit of a weird start, wasn't it, to a broadcast. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Right. I've got all the things here in front of me. National Treasures Live. Looks a good one today. Part 5 of 5. 7:30, 7:30, BBC One. It's broadcasting live from Wrexham. Dan Snow, Sean Williams present the final programme in the series. The team are at Erddig Hall, a stately home where they explore the extraordinary relationship that existed between the servants and the masters of the house. You know, in Tatton Hall, Tatton Park, on Merseyside, they have, in Cheshire, they have a little sort of bit where the priests used, when they were on the run during the Reformation, I believe, they used to hide. Fascinating stuff. Anyway, I'm just letting my thing wander a bit there. Let's get back to the script, shall we? Unable to conceal these servants due to the thin structure of the house, the masters, whatever your preference, instead embraced them, celebrating their lives in elaborate portraiture, which remains on display to this day. Yes, once again, a team of reporters and the nation's favourite celebrities reveal some of the country's most mysterious, surprising, and compelling stories. Sheila Hancock explores the changing role of female spies post-Second World War, and forensic anthropologist is in there as well. Is it Xanth? I can't pronounce that. Xanth Mallet, I think it is. Revisits the gruesome murders by Jack the Ripper. So lots of action and adventure and intrigue there tonight. She looks at original evidence from the case and works with a top murder detective, I can't say that either, to reveal the latest possible suspect, a merchant seaman from Germany. Okay, so that's on tonight at 7:30, folks. Look out for that. Village SOS, 8 p.m, BBC One. At first glance, picturesque Tideswell. I think we need to have a pronunciation dictionary in here, I think, in the studio. In the Peak District may look the image of the rural idyll, but if you dig a bit deeper, the reality is that shops have been closing, pubs have shut, and it's in danger of becoming a ghost town by day. So watch out, what can we do to save that particular bit of the Peak District? That's 8 p.m. tonight. So there's two things for you. Village SOS, they've got a website, by the way, bbc.co.uk/villageSOS. And the other one, National Treasures Live, they've got a website, a little bit different. This one is bbc.co.uk/history/hands-on-history. There's sort of dots and W's and forward slashes all over the place there. So watch out for that. You know the inventor of the HTTP protocol? I've forgotten his name now. I always do this. I've always got his name. And when I have to talk, Tim Berners-Lee, I think it is. And he sort of recently apologized for all the because internet addresses could have been a lot simpler than they are. So, there we go. Apology accepted. On behalf of the nation, yes. Okay, so there we have it. Fresh from the BBC press office, sort of their website. National Treasures Live and Village SOS. Okay, we have more information tomorrow from that particular bit of the BBC website, and it's a great pleasure for us to read all these little sort of synopsis things, because it gives us an idea of what is to come and what we can sort of look forward to. Okay, this is the English programme. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening.